It takes Richard Wallace longer than most to get through his kitchen door. Richard is one of the country's most extreme hoarders. Last year, the council ordered him to clear his garden, but Richard fought back. He took the case to Crown Court, represented himself, and won. Richard lives in a beautiful Surrey village that regularly competes for Britain in Bloom glory, and the residents are determined not to let Richard spoil their plans. But inside the house, Richard's very survival is at stake. If Richard is to save himself, he will have to accept that he needs help. Living in the very heart of the village is Westcote's most notorious resident, Richard Wallace. Richard has lived in the village his entire life, but no one has got close to his front door, let alone stepped inside, since his mother died 6 years ago. Just getting through the porch to the front door is a meticulous exercise. Every room of Richard's three-bedroom bungalow is packed full to the rafters. Richard's home is testimony to a lifelong ambition. Currently, Richard's newspaper collection remains uncatalogued. But this hasn't stopped him expanding his archive to include everything from packaging to classic cars. 18 of them, mainly Jags. With every inch of space used as storage, day-to-day life is almost impossible. Living amongst decades of clutter makes even the most basic functions a logistical nightmare. Richard's hoarding is spread across £1 million worth of property, which used to belong to his parents. As well as the bungalow, there's a three-bedroom semi and five garages, all used for storage. His collection has now spilt out onto the once prized garden of the bungalow, and it's this that has angered the residents of Westcote.